Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 18th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We're excited to bring you a closer look at one of our top stories and other announcements every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Today, we're diving into the recent measures taken by the Wenatchee City Council to address homelessness in the city. And later, we'll explore the Leavenworth Nutcracker Museum's annual Make Your Own Nutcracker Contest. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. On June 17, 2024, the council approved two significant ordinances aimed at tackling issues related to unpermitted camping and the handling of abandoned shopping carts. The council convened twice on Thursday, holding both a special meeting and their regularly scheduled meeting. The focus was on the city's continuous efforts to address homelessness and the introduction of two new ordinances designed to mitigate related challenges. Ordinance 2024-11 represents a critical amendment to the city's code. It equips city personnel with an additional legal mechanism to address the environmental, financial, and health and safety impacts of unauthorized camping. According to Danielle Merchant, the city attorney, this ordinance reclassifies the violation of unauthorized camping from a civil infraction, similar to a speeding ticket, to a misdemeanor. This change allows for more immediate and decisive action. The ordinance defines camping broadly, including pitching, creating, using, or occupying camp facilities for habitation, storing personal items, or parking a vehicle and remaining in that location for 24 consecutive hours. Violators can be ordered to leave city property for 24 hours or face criminal trespass charges if they return within that period. Importantly, the ordinance is not a blanket ban on camping. It includes exceptions for individuals experiencing homelessness when no overnight shelter is available. It mandates a specific design for tents or shelters, requiring at least a 1-foot by 1-foot opening on one side. It mandates a specific design for tents or shelters, requiring at least a 1-foot by 1-foot opening on one side. Laura Gloria, the city administrator, emphasized that the ordinance aims to expedite enforcement while still connecting individuals with available shelter services. Mayor Mike Poirier highlighted the importance of compassionate outreach, criticizing current efforts, and expressing a desire to offer services rather than simply displacing individuals. The second ordinance, Ordinance 2024-12, addresses the issue of abandoned shopping carts. City staff report retrieving 5 to 6 abandoned carts weekly, some of which have been found in the river. The new ordinance requires businesses to label their carts with specific identification information, allows the city to impound and destroy abandoned carts at a cost of $100, and sets a redemption procedure for businesses. The abandonment of shopping carts is now declared a public nuisance with associated penalties. Councilmember Keith Huffaker voiced concerns about penalizing store owners rather than those who abandon the carts. Despite these reservations, he voted in favor, seeing the ordinance as a necessary first step. Both ordinances passed unanimously, marking a significant step forward in Wenatchee's efforts to address homelessness and maintain public order. Next, we'll explore the Leavenworth Nutcracker Museum's annual Make Your Own Nutcracker Contest, held during Nutcracker Day. This year saw fewer participants, with only 4 contestants compared to last year's 16. Arlene Wagner, founder of the museum, highlighted the uniqueness of nutcrackers, which come in various materials and designs. The museum houses over 9,000 nutcrackers, with about 7,000 on display, including many quality antiques such as a Roman bronze artifact and a 1554 boxwood carving. This year's contest featured Ethan and Haley Schult, previous winners. Ethan won first place in the grades 5 to 8 category with his Leaning Tower of Pisa under construction nutcracker, earning $100. Haley won first place in her grade level with a Pac-Man design, also earning $100. Hazel Gilkison took second place with a nutcracker inspired by her new house, receiving $50. Hawthorne Rubenfeld won second place in the grades 1 to 4 category. The winning nutcrackers will be displayed in the museum. Thanks for listening. For more information about all the stories you heard today, visit wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Thursday.